What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show.
For those of you that have the New Year's resolution this year, this is going to be the year. You're going to hit the gym. You're going to start eating right. We realize that a lot of you guys are starting from ground zero. You have no idea what you're doing.
And it's intimidating, too. I think if you haven't been working out, if you haven't been in the gym, like, you don't know exactly how to even turn on the button on the machine to get the treadmill or the elliptical started going. So there's an intimidation factor there, you know? I think, like, you're nervous. Everybody else around looks like they know what they're doing. They've been going every day. It's like, it's kind of scary to get started.
So that for those that have never been to a gym before, have no idea about trainers or anything, but now they've got the money because, you know, it's in this economy, everybody has a disposable income.
Right.
Now they've got the money to go to a gym. How do you know a good gym from a bad gym? How do you select what gym to go to besides the one that's closest to your house?
That's a great question. I think if you go to a place where they're very helpful and they take their time to explain what you're doing and what you're not doing, then that's considered a good place in a lot of ways. If they're very conscious oriented when it comes to nutrition, it's so many variables.
Like, what kind of questions can you ask? Because I know sometimes you'll go to some gyms and sometimes the trainers are the salespeople also, and they're more focused on just getting you in there.
Right.
Then once you get to the gym, they forget about you. So what kind of questions can you ask to where you know that the gym that you're going to is actually going to help you once you sign up?
Another good question. I would ask, what are your programs? What kind of programs do you offer, like personal training? What kind of guidance can I get in nutrition? How often do I work out? What if I have injuries? And they can answer injury-based questions. If they can answer questions, if you've never done anything before and are very conscious about people like that. You can also judge it based on the actual session. If someone is training you and they're training you like they're training everyone else, it's probably not a good situation.
Okay, so it's got to be individual attention.
It has to be individual attention.
And
starting out because you're new.
They would have to have like different kinds of classes too. Because I've signed up before and like, you know, you go to like one class, you're all fired up. You're like, I'm going to love this aerobic class. And then you get in there and you hate it. And you'd rather do maybe a different kind of class or do like a hip hop class or whatever. You know what I mean? So you've got different
options.
choices if you're signing up for something. I wouldn't sign up for just one small specific thing. I'd give yourself some options to see what you actually like and enjoy.
Well, most gyms let you test drive a trainer once or their gym once or twice.
They should. And it's in that consultation is what it's called process that you determine where someone is athletically. If they have a consultation program, then by all means, it's considered a good place in a lot of ways because that's when you do a full assessment. and you understand someone's needs.
So if you go in there and you have a one-on-one, and what are you supposed to feel like? I mean, think about talking to the most basic person that has never worked out before. If you go in with a trainer for the very first time, how should you feel after that very first workout to know that that's a good trainer or not?
If you can't walk, that's probably bad. But you should feel like you had some kind of challenge, like something, you know, your muscles feel stretched, your core should have some firmness to it. You should feel like I did something, but I'm still functional.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if you're a beginner, if you're at the very bottom, you should never go to the extreme to where if you can't bend over, your back hurts, your legs hurts, then that may be too much. Mm. No maybe about it. That is too much.
Are there some people that will come into the gym that are so out of shape that you can't train, that you're like, you got to go see a doctor first?
Well, I always get clearance. My clients get clearance from a doctor. And, you know, it's just a clause of mine from the beginning. Are there anyone that you can train? No, because there's different levels of training, beginner, intermediate, advanced. So everyone's trainable. Everyone's coachable. But there has to be levels, you know?
Mm-hmm. Does each trainer come? Can you go in there and ask for a certificate? Do you have to be certified to be a trainer in Georgia?
You have to be, and you should ask for that.
And what if you want to train at home and do it by yourself? Is there anything you would recommend for someone doing exercising on their own?
Yeah, me and my chair.
When do you have a chair at home?
Everybody has a chair at home. I mean, that was
what
easy.
If you don't have any chairs?
If you don't have a chair, then don't buy the DVD. You know?
So Vet has a DVD which basically says that you can use your body weight and you can use this chair to get a decent workout.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What time of day is the best time to work out? Is it before you start your day, in the morning? Is it once you're done with work?
Honestly, it's relative. I got to be honest with you. Everyone's different. There is no rhyme or reason. If you do it in the morning, you know, there's morning people. Some people wake up at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and go for, I have a client that runs for at least 6-7 miles at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is insane.
Jen and I work out at different times, and we're trying to coordinate to work out with each other. And I have such a fear of working out at her time, and she has such a fear of working out at my time.
I know what you're talking
about. You got your pace, your rhythm, right? Like, yeah, I like to go from here to work out and then home and then I'm done. I don't have to keep going, right? Bert likes to go home first.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to take his little nap, do his thing, regroup, whatever, and then go to the gym. I'm like, no. By then, I'm done.
Right.
I have no energy by that point.
Your time scares me, man. It really does. Here is Cortland. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just want to say that I'm looking to start a workout regimen this year, and I'm not looking to lose a lot of weight, but I do want to tone up. And I've been on, 1,000 diets and all that kind of stuff. And my experience has been that when I've seen a trainer the first time or even 5 times after that, I've walked out of there in so much pain that it stopped me from going back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why this keeps happening. I wonder if trainers are just so, set on getting you in shape, that they're not taking you at the level that you're at. And what can I do to, when I do decide to see another trainer, what can I do to get them to work with me at my level?
Well, when a trainer interviews you, make sure that they're listening to your needs. Make sure they're writing things down and they're paying attention to any potential injuries you may have, where you are athletically. More important than not, have the person or ask them if they do not do this, you demand it. Say, stretch me before I work out with you.
Oh, that's a good call. That's good.
Warm up your muscles. A lot of times, a lot of people go to the gym and they do it cold. They just go in and they start working out. But
mm-hmm.
if you've been stationary all day long or for, and maybe in your case, 6 months to a year, your muscles aren't accustomed to that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So stretch before and always stretch after. And that's going to help tremendously.
It's been my experience too with new trainers, Cortland, that there's like a really fine line. Like I think trainers, you need to be sore when you leave because I think you need to feel that something happened. Like if you walk out of there and you still feel the same way, I think some trainers feel like, then they're just going to think they didn't get a good workout in. So I think that you have to have some muscle soreness for a trainer to go, okay, I did accomplish something today.
But I do think that having...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking just initially afterwards. I'm talking like can't get out of my car, have a hard time going downstairs for several days afterwards, all that.
Some of Dolvet's people have done that to you, Bert. Like, Bert's actually burst into tears before in the show because he dropped his pen on the floor.
That's because they do not like me there. None of the trainers like me at his gym. It has nothing to do.
Well, thank you guys so much for your help.
Thanks. What are you gonna
You're welcome.
I was going to say that I do think a trainer is the way to go. If it's the way, if you can afford it, I think it's the way for you to stick to it. And anybody I know that's ever lost a significant amount of weight, or even for myself, like to stay on a workout plan, it's with a trainer, because there's one other person expecting you to be there. Mm-hmm. It's an appointment time. You can't just sort of brush it off. Like a class, I know in my own head, I'll be like, yeah, there's going to be 10 other people there. They won't miss me. Mm-hmm. I need to do whatever. Or in this job, we can always come up with the excuse that we're too tired, right? So like that's always my excuse. But if I have, you know, if Peter is there and waiting for me and we have a set time and, you know, it's every week and it's at that time and whatever, I will go.
When Dolvet and I first started working out together, if I skipped a workout, he would find me. He'd call me. Like, the elevator phone would ring, and I'd pick it up, and I'd be like, is there an emergency? And he's like, no, man, I know you're coming in today.
But it is. I mean, it makes you stick to it. And
didn't
you
admit to
time...
lying to me once before?
Yeah, I'm lying.
It's the first time for me I've ever been able to stick with anything.
Yeah, and I do
and
think it's...
I do it, and it's set on the calendar, and it's, you know, every single week, it's twice a week, and I know that those are the times we're going to meet, and so I make sure that those are the times I actually get it in. And when I have to rely on myself for that third or fourth day to do it, a lot of times it doesn't happen.
Accountability is everything. Accountability. Mm-hmm. If you're going to keep your appointments, you're going to do what you have to do to make it happen. So if you have that commitment, then there's a great chance you're going to do it. And it's and almost you have to think, you know? It's like, I know I have to be here. I'm going to go and I'm going to do and I'm going to get the needs that I need and I'm going to go on with my life. But you got to put this in your life. It should be a part of your life no matter who you are.
And it's got to be in your calendar.
100%.
Like, you know, on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, whatever. It pops up as a reminder, as an appointment. Time, you know, not here, something that I'll fit it in when I can.
Right, it's got to
because you never will. Sure. You won't. I know I won't.
Good morning, Q100.
Me neither.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you.
I wanted to know. I'm starting back working out, and I go to the gym warm up. Is it best to do weights or cardio first?
The answer to that question is you should do both.
Well, you can't do them both first, though.
Well, do a combination. You warm up doing cardio, and then you do weights, but go back to doing your cardio.
If you're in shape like Dolvet is, you can do both.
You can do both. Lift weights, treadmill. Pass those 60-pound dumbbells real quick.
So as soon as you show up to your cardio first?
Do your cardio warm up. Commit to about 5 to 10 minutes. Do some weight training. Go back to your cardio.
Also go back and forth.
Go back and forth. Yeah, it's a good combination, good way to burn fat, and good way to have a lot of body confusion there where you're burning calories from both directions.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Here is Drew. Drew, what is going on? Hey, Drew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir.
I had a quick question. I'm going to start working out here again in a couple months.
Sure.
And I'm trying to figure out a way to get toned but not get real built up. You know, what's the best way to do that?
Lighter weights, a lot of reps. That's how you get toned. If you obviously lift heavier weights, you're going to bulky muscles, if you will. So make your weights lighter and do more reps within a set.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
No worries.
And here's Beverly. Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question about diet. As far as if you're watching your calories all day, then you go to the gym. Is there a set time you should cut off eating?
I recommend you doing about 5 to 6 meals a day. Obviously, your majors, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you want to have some snacks in between. Everyone has different lifestyles. There's no set time you should finish eating. Some people work third shift. So what do I say to the caller, anyone listening, that works late at night or works at 2 a.m.? There is no cut-off time. You just have to make good choices. The suggestion that I would give you, as the night progresses before you go to bed, stay away from carbs late at night because it's the last thing that you're eating. Increase your protein intake and your vegetable intake.
Some people don't even know, Dolvet, the difference between a carb and a protein. So when you say stay away from carbs, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about especially white processed carbs, white rice,
pastas,
pizza, breads, you know, things like this. Yeah. Proteins obviously are your lean meats and your nuts and things of this nature. And vegetables obviously fall underneath the category of spinach, broccoli, et cetera, et cetera.
Fruits are carbs, though, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. fruits are considered carbs.
Hey, Beverly, everybody's body is different, so it's hard to give advice, I think, in that case, because some people can eat half an hour before they work out, and others, like, I won't eat 90 minutes before a workout, or I'll get cramped up. So you just have to pay attention to your body.
But I'm saying before you go to bed. So do you recommend, like, 2 hours before you go to bed to stop eating?
Yeah, 2 hours is enough time for your body to be in rest mode, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, nutrition. Let's say people have no idea when it comes to nutrition. What are places that they can go to learn about that? If they don't have the money to buy or purchase like a nutrition plan from a professional, where on the internet do you go to find out about nutrition?
Type in nutrition assistance. There's a lot of websites that guide you on. You can put in your calories. I can't think of them on the top of my head right now. But you put in a caloric count, or you put in what you eat, and they tell you exactly how many calories is in that. And then you get to determine based on that if it's good or bad for you.
Yeah, you can go right to like McDonald's.com has it.
No, I wouldn't go there. Wendy's.com does.
You got to learn how to eat, man. You got to learn how to eat.
That is key. It's called the internal workout. That is key.
I mean, because if you're not eating, that everything else in your life is based on really what you're eating. And most people just don't know how to eat right, like what Dolvet was saying about eating 5 or 6 times a day, that's a way to lose weight. People equate a lot of food with gaining weight, but if you eat small meals a lot, your body metabolism cranks up and you're burning fat more throughout the day. People don't know that. You got to go online and learn this stuff.
You have to. Smaller portions. Throughout the day, speeds up your metabolism regardless.
All right, Dolvet. Thanks, man.
Thank you, bro.
The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.